This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. North Korean state media reported that Pyongyang carried out successful tests of a new long-range cruise missile over the weekend. The report said the missiles flew 1,500 kilometers before hitting their targets and falling into the country's territorial waters. It was the North's first missile launch after testing a new tactical short-range ballistic missile in March. North Korea also conducted a cruise missile test just hours after U.S. President Joe Biden took office in late January. Talks aimed at dismantling the North's nuclear and ballistic missile programs in return for U.S. sanctions relief have stalled since 2019. The Biden administration has said it is open to diplomacy to achieve North Korea's denuclearization. But the North has stopped answering calls as annual South Korea-U.S. military exercises began late last month, which Pyongyang had warned could trigger a security crisis. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi became the first foreign leader on Sunday to meet with Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi since the hardliner took office in August. Raisi said Iraq had agreed to waive visas for Iranian pilgrims to Shiite holy sites in Iraq later this month, adding decisions were also made about the two countries' financial issues that should be adopted. Iraq relies on Iranian gas and electricity, but imports have been irregular recently due to outstanding payments. Iran's state gas company said late last year that it had slashed supplies to Iraq over more than $6 billion in arrears, placing Baghdad and other cities at risk of power shortages. This is VOA News. The Taliban government in Afghanistan said Sunday that women can continue to pursue university and postgraduate studies in public and private institutions as long as classrooms or building structures are gender segregated. At a news conference Sunday, the Taliban's acting higher education minister defended segregating students by gender. He said coeducation is against Islamic tenets and Afghan cultural traditions. The minister said that only female teachers will be allowed to teach female students. He added that there will be no shortage of women teachers. He also said if necessary, men could teach women from behind a curtain or using video screens in accordance with ultra-conservative Islamic Sharia law. Under the Taliban's government in Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001, women's rights were sharply curtailed, leading to the country's international isolation. Women were barred from leaving home without a male relative, and girls were not permitted to receive an education. Since returning to power nearly a month ago, the Taliban have promised to defend human rights and allow women to study or work. Afghanistan must provide those conditions in order to receive international financial assistance. Iran's atomic energy body said Sunday it will allow the UN nuclear watchdog to service monitoring cameras at Iranian nuclear sites after talks with the International Atomic Energy Agency. The talks were aimed at easing a standoff between Tehran and the West, just as it threatens to escalate and threaten negotiations on reviving the Iran nuclear deal. The IAEA said earlier there had been no progress on two key issues, explaining uranium traces found at old undeclared sites and getting urgent access to monitoring equipment so the agency can continue to keep track of parts of Iran's nuclear program as per the 2015 international nuclear deal. Two French politicians have kicked off their presidential campaigns to become France's first female leader in next year's spring election. The far-right National Rally Party's Marine Le Pen and Paris's socialist mayor Anne Hidalgo both launched their platforms on Sunday. Hidalgo, whose heritage is Spanish, is the favorite to win the Socialist Party nomination. Invoking her immigrant roots, she said, "I want all children in France to have the same opportunities I had." Le Pen, who is 53, started her campaign in the southern city of Fréjus with a pledge to defend French liberty, using her word. They join a burgeoning list of challengers to centrist President Emmanuel Macron. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.